Scientists are developing an actual window to the brain. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Guillermo Aguilar, professor in the Department of Mechanical Engineering at the University of California, Riverside, discusses transparent skull implants and how they can give scientists a chance to deliver better treatments to their patients.
Laser-based treatments have shown promise for many brain disorders. However, since most medical lasers are unable to penetrate the skull, realization of this promise has been restricted by the need to remove a portion of the skull to access the brain each time a treatment is needed. For the past 5 years, my colleagues and I have been developing a transparent skull implant that literally provides a window to the brain. The technology will allow doctors to deliver multiple laser-based treatments to patients with life-threatening neurological disorders, including cancers, traumatic brain injuries, Alzheimer's disease, and stroke. The project began when we developed a transparent version of the material yttria stabilized zirconia, or YSZ, which is the same ceramic product used in hip implants and dental crowns. The inherent toughness of this material, which is more impact-resistant than glass-based materials under development by other researchers, make it the only transparent skull implant that could conceivably be used in humans. Our most recent studies have shown that YSZ is biocompatible, which means that it can be integrated into a patient's tissue without eliciting an immune response. In fact, it is as or more biocompatible than the non-transparent titanium or thermoplastic polymers that are currently used when patients require skull implants. We also showed recently that using laser therapy, the transparency of the implant could be exploited to mitigate bacterial infections, which are common after cranial implants. These infections are especially challenging to treat because many antibiotics do not penetrate the blood-brain barrier. Our long-term goal is to see the technology become the standard of care for patients with brain disorders who would benefit from laser-based treatments.
That was Guillermo Aguilar of the University of California, Riverside. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you. Advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.